and Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fair. I know we have a consent agenda with some interesting items on it tonight.
We do have a few items. We have second reading of the Stonehaven Unit 2. This was the rezoning item that took us to the wee hours. A couple of weeks ago, the commission did concur with the annexation and rezoning of everything that was proposed to go to residential. There were some R3 as well as some residential, all with airport overlay, and the commission did agree to that rezoning. So we're having second reading of the ordinance that does rezone those areas for residential. By the denial of the proposed commercial changes, that ended that. There's no that the denials of the commercial rezonings are not part of second reading. So I think there maybe was some confusion out there about that. So just wanted to try and clarify that. We also have a recommendation to seek professional services to develop a sanitary sewer collection system maintenance and management program. This really is to assess the condition of our sanitary sewer lines and how is our I&I occurring, and how are we being successful in actually trying to eliminate infiltration of groundwater or rainwater into our closed sanitary sewer system. And this really kind of happens through different breaks in lines, through root interventions, manhole and impressions. And so this will be about a $50,000 study that we had budgeted to do that. We have seeking authorization to for developers to purchase the Lee Mill Village property. That's 21 and a half acres. This is the land that the city bought at the county tax auction due to back taxes that were owed. The tracts were sold. There was about $693,000 in back specials and taxes. The city bought the land for $62,000. And so we're looking at developers that are interested in developing that land and working with the city. They might propose a different rezoning to occur. The city did also acquire the common areas as a result of that. And so this is kind of unusual for us, but we'd rather not be the developer ourselves. We'd like to work with someone else that would be interested in, you know, it was originally a planned unit development for townhomes, and there is utility infrastructure in the ground, but we're certainly open to try to come up with a plan that would ideally recapture some of the funds that we've lost on that, but certainly more interested in looking to the future and collecting the future taxes and specials that would be on that. And so whether or not the developer would like to rezone it for duplexes or fourplexes or single family or some combination of that or apartments, you know, we're very open to that. And so we encourage those that might be interested to submit proposals. There is a process. There'll be a pre-bid type of conference to it's not mandatory that you attend, but it would be helpful for us to be able to provide you with a packet. So we're kind of playing realtor developer here in recruiting somebody and or groups of folks that might want to join together to develop this property. This is on South Reith, up in the Miller Ranch, Lee Mill Interface. Lee Mill Village is the current name. It was partially developed on either end, kind of over on the northwest corner with a few townhomes, and then on the southeast corner with some duplexes. So I think there's certainly some opportunity there for folks that might have a product that they think would be successful. We're certainly interested in that. So the item on the agenda is get the blessing from the commission to move forward with that. And that was kind of the plan that we had laid out as a result of bidding and actually winning and purchasing the property.
This process has taken so long. Yes. I'm really pleased with the city's turnaround, just 1 month or so. That's mm-hmm. a good thing.
Yeah, thank you. Also, some improvements up at Sunrise Cemetery. We recently approved for some above-ground mausoleums up there, and so in internment areas. And so this is to develop some of the roadway and other improvements in that particular area. So we had some bids there. We're recommending award of contract to Buyer Construction of Manhattan for some street paving in the amount of $163,558. And so looking forward to that work beginning. Also on the consent agenda, we have a change order. This is change order number two for the with Trinium Contractors that are doing the work on the Peace Memorial Lobby project. And so as part of that project that was somewhat undefined when we awarded the original project, the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium have been fundraising and are the primary and really the only contributor to this particular part of the project, and they will be funding this change order also for $23,000. This adds the informational kiosk, so electronic kiosk being added. They finally have determined the programming and components for that, and so adding that to the project. And good progress is being made by the contractor on the
foyer. I noticed the hard hat warning, you know, yep. There as I went to cover law board yesterday.
We're still utilizing the auditorium for the gymnasium for different events. And so obviously the bids are, as part of that, the auditorium will see additional improvements as well. Of course, the entire auditorium is a memorial to World War II veterans and those that lost their lives, and that's really what the foyer is focusing on. But the bids are out for stage improvements and other auditorium improvements, and we should see at least the foyer. The plan is for it to be done and be part of the Veterans Day ceremonies this year for dedication, and then we'll have improvements to the auditorium. And again, the Friends Peace Memorial Auditorium have been leading this effort and doing the fundraising for these great improvements. Also on the consent agenda, we have a joint funding agreement with the United States Geological Survey. This is for some of our stream and river gauges that we have that warn us when the creek's rising and the river's rising, and warn us to different action stages that we need to take. And so they're very important, and the city's cost on that is about $14,700. The county also participates on a couple of the gauges that are up on Wildcat Creek. We also have a resolution which authorizes the mayor and city clerk to sign a guarantee agreement. This is for the Riley County Law Enforcement Agencies and the second year of them continuing their self-funded workers' compensation insurance program. There's been some hoops that have had to be jumped through to get that reauthorization. I know that dominated some of the RCPD's meeting yesterday.
Right. Almost a direct quote, actually, from Michael Espy.
So it's been a little interesting process, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. And it just, you know, the Riley County Law Enforcement Agency is unique in that it's a consolidated law enforcement agency, and the city and the county share responsibility for funding it. And so if you're going to have a self-funded workers' compensation program, then there has to be some guarantee agreements by those sponsoring entities in the event that you have higher than expected claims and need to have reimbursements to that particular fund. So more to come on that particular item, but hopefully we'll be able to get the state approval again to continue that self-insurance program, because it is saving the taxpayers a lot of money by going this route versus buying commercial workers' comp insurance. And the reason for that is that normally you'd have a sheriff's department that's part of county government, or you'd have a police department that's part of city government, and those higher-end riskier jobs that our police officers' services provide would be somewhat merged with all the other jobs, and your rates would be a lot less. But here you have this single entity that is a high-risk entity, so their costs are a lot higher on the commercial insurance side, as opposed, and that was the purpose of going self-funded.
Of course, October 1st, the deadline on that. So, in fact, I think they mentioned they would even be driving the papers to Topeka to talk it over with Secretary of Labor and such with some state representative assistance. So it's been an interesting one to watch. Why don't we go ahead and take our final break? It is now 9:44. I know we do have some proclamations and some other items that we can talk about today, too. And again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.